big change for me coming from a French club. I think, you know, going from the French style of rugby is a lot different to Premiership style of rugby, but I think it's a lot more professional at Six Ways. As in, the, you know, you got Matt doing our nutrition, you know, you got the strength and conditioning coaches behind you, you got the, all the support you need. I think as a club off the pitch, the support we've got is unbelievable. And now it's down for us after the pre-season to finally put that onto the pitch and perform.
What is the difference between French top division and the Premiership here?
I think the top 14 in France is very much a French style of rugby. They like to throw the ball about. They like to throw it from anywhere. They play for what they see in front of them. They don't really believe in much structure. You know, they have the odd bit now and again, but it's very much go out and play rugby. I think it's like taught to the children when they're young, and it's just, you know, their flair, the French flair, they call it. Compare that to the Premiership, I think the Premiership is quite structured. You know, we know what we're doing for 3-4 phases. We know how to get out of our 22. Everyone knows their roles per move, knows the roles in what ruck they've got to be in. So I think that's the difference. I mean, if you can take the structure of the Premiership and mix in a bit of the French flair, I think you'll have an outstanding league. So hopefully it's put me in good stead, you know, having 2 seasons out there, learning a bit of the open your eyes and play what you see in front of you. Hopefully I can bring that to the Warriors.
Yeah. Is that right? I mean, as Richard Hill said that to you, you know, you've got license to do that.
In certain aspects, yeah, I think.
As long as you get it right.
Yeah, it's good when you get it right. It's disastrous when you get it wrong. You know, there are times in games when you can play, and I think the players we've got in the squad have got natural ability and natural flair to pick those times. You know, there are times when Goody, you know, he'll put in a little reverse pass behind him, or, you know, Joe Carlisle will put one in, and you're like, oh, that's amazing, because it comes off. But, you know, there are times we need to say, hang on a sec, you know, it's not going our way. We're playing a lot of rugby in our own half. Let's put the thinking boot on and get down there.
It's been a long pre-season for you guys.
It has. It's been a hard pre-season as well. There's been no let-up. We had that bit off, I think, a week off in the middle of it, which is just what we needed, to be fair. Sorry about that. So, yeah, it has been long and hard. Boys have been in it for like 12 weeks, I think. But I think it's what we needed. You know, there's quite a few fresh people come in, new faces, you know, especially like myself in a key position. You need that time to not only understand, you know, the roles of how they play, but understand the players that you're playing with and around you. You know, certain tens, for example, there's 3 tens I've trained with anyway, and all 3 of them like the ball in a different area. So, you know, you do need that time to gel and to get to know the players. And I think it's good. This is the first place I've been at that we've had actually a team room just for ourselves, with like a table, tennis table and a dartboard. And, you know, you do get a bit of downtime in the day between sessions, because you need that, you know, to let your food settle. And it's a good atmosphere in the team rooms, and that's when you get to sit down and just, you know, have a coffee and chat with the boys. So, you know, I'm thoroughly enjoying it.
With all due respect, you played rugby in the Midlands for a while, so you've kind of seen Worcester rise, haven't you? You would have played when they were not a great side.
Yeah, I mean, I came down here when this used to just be the training pitches, the junior pitches. That used to be like a little brook and a stream that went down. And, you know, yeah, I've been down here quite a few times, and Worcester for me was always a club that, as a player, you always wanted to beat. You know, they're always the best team. They're always the best team at your age group. And, you know, you always looked up to that club. And I've always wanted to play for Worcester. I was close to playing for Worcester before I went to France. You know, certain things came up, so I moved to France. But now I've finally got the opportunity to play for a club that, you know, like you said, over the years I've looked up to and aspired to play for.
You played for Richard Hill before. Was that one of the reasons you came back?
Yeah, it was a massive pull for me. You know, I owe Hilly quite a lot. If you think, he picked me out the lower leagues, and not just picked me out there, he mentored me quite well, not on the pitch and off. You know, we'd sit down and we'd go through games together, we'd have press interviews, and he'd help me out with that. And, you know, for me, it went mad. My first season in the Premiership went mad. I went from welding and, you know, playing part-time rugby to being capped for England. I mean, the rise was unbelievable. And I think that, you know, having a mentor like Hilly that's been there and done it all helped me out leaps and bounds, and helped me, you know, keep my feet firmly on the floor, because it's easy to get carried away if you're reading in the press that, oh, you're doing this well, you're doing that well. You know, and on the flip side, I've seen the negative side of it as well. You know, when I got injured and all of a sudden you have a bad game and then it goes downhill. So, you know, it's good that I've seen both sides and come out of it, I think, a better and fitter player for it.
Yeah. You set any goals for the season? Are you a person that does that?
I am, yeah. I like to, you know, for me, it's a new team. You know, you got Johnny Ari, who played this season, last season. Fans love him. You know, I think he's played really well last